biggest challenging areas here, particularly for transmission. Getting the servitudes is becoming an issue. Getting the EIA is becoming an issue. We have, you know, the issue of foreign land ownership. For some, it's a nationalistic thing. For us, it's a big issue because in some areas, you know, when especially in the Palala, where you cross new game farms owned by very important people living abroad, they didn't buy it so that they can see ugly transmission lines on their farm. That becomes a problem, a big issue. To be able to afford this, for Eskom to continue to be financially viable and execute this big build, we need to make sure that the price of electricity is correct. And hence the discussion that we've had with the regulator about tariff increases. And it's a real issue, and we need to deal with that. There it is, the price of electricity. We look to benchmark our price against global other countries. The previous benchmark was 30% lower than the next competitor, which was Australia. This time around, we are 74% cheaper than the next competitor, which is Canada. And of course, that just illustrates the point. We've had this excess capacity on the back of it. We've had good prices, but when you look at what the new capacity comes at, what price it comes at compared to our price, we've got issues. So, however, I think over time, South Africa will still have the benefit of excess capacity because we won't charge the marginal cost of bringing in new capacity. We'll have to blend it in so that we still have the benefit of the excess capacity. But the facts indicate that we're still very, very competitive.